Merry Christmas, everyone!
Merry Christmas.
Oh, come on, I think we can do better than that. Kids, do you think you can be louder than the grown-ups?
Yeah.
Okay, let's start with the grown-ups. Grown-ups, Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Now, kids, that's what you've got to be. So, you ready? Kids, Merry Christmas! Was good. And kids, I may need your help in a little bit, so keep listening, and when I ask for your help, I need you to jump in. So Merry Christmas, everyone. I hope you're enjoying the carol service so far. That nativity was just so cute, so amazing. But I want to tell you very quickly about the greatest love story ever told. And it's not Valentine's Day. No. It's not Romeo and Juliet. It's got nothing on Christmas. Mr. Darcy and Elizabeth Bennet, my wife does love you very much, but I'm afraid you have nothing on Christmas. Now, I'm not even going to talk about Rose and Jack. We all know that there was plenty of space on that door for Jack. It's a great love story, but it's not as good as the love story I'm going to tell you today. And kids and parents, you may well have seen this story, have read this story to your children. But you know what? The story I'm going to tell you today has got nothing. This rabbit here, Daddy Rabbit, his love for Baby Rabbit has got nothing. When I tell you about the greatest love story ever told, which is the story of Christmas. It's also the story of the greatest gift ever given. See, many people think that the first gift was given by the wise men. But that's not true. No. The first Christmas gift was given by God himself. Children, can you tell me who this gift might be?
Jesus.
I think that was pathetic. Children, can you tell me who the first gift was?
Jesus.
That's a little bit better. And kids, we always know the answer is always Jesus. See, the Bible says this: for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. And that is what we are celebrating today. That is what we celebrate during Christmas: God's gift of love through his Son, Jesus. And you've probably heard it said before, but the greatest gifts ever given are those given of love. That's just how some gifts are. They're just full to the brim with love. There may be one or two of you that can recognize this. Maybe you've bought presents for your children. Maybe you've done so much searching, so much saving, that actually giving that present probably meant more to you than it meant to your children. So much of yourself invested in that gift that it was almost you giving your heart through that gift. A gift of pure love. And that is what the gift of Jesus is like. A gift straight from God, filled to the brim with love for you. A gift so much with God in it that it was God. It was like God took all of his love, placed it in a box, wrapped it with a ribbon, put it under the tree, and wrote your name on it. A gift that we know he loved so deeply. We know that God loves Jesus so much because Scripture tells us that this is my Son, whom I love, with whom I am well pleased. And we know, parents here, if you've got children, just how much your children mean to you. Whether they've just been born or whether they've left the nest and have families of their own. Jesus meant so much to God. We can't even begin to imagine. Because children, let me ask you this question. Who was there in the beginning at creation with God?
Jesus.
Yes, Jesus. Who was everything created through and for?
Jesus.
Who is the perfect radiance? This is Scripture I'm telling you now. This is not just from me. Who is the perfect radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of God, the one who sustains all creation by his word?
Jesus.
That's it. See, the creation was full of thousands of different flowers and animals and insects, but God chose the only thing he had one of in his life. The person he had spent eternity with, the person he loved so much, and that was his son,
Jesus.
And to show us his love, knowing that he would for the first time ever be separated from his only son, and knowing that his son, what we celebrate at Easter, would eventually go to die on the cross for us. So that even though we've made mistakes in the past, even though we're sinners and really we deserve to be separated, that actually when we give our life to Jesus, we can have a relationship with him and eternity in heaven. Amen to that. Now that's what I call love. Now that is what I call the greatest gift. See, my first, the Christmas present that stays in my mind was my first mountain bike that had gears. It came from my mum and dad when I was 12. And I'm having to say, sorry, mum and dad, it's got nothing on this. It's got nothing on this greatest gift that we celebrate at Christmas. See, Christmas is a time to celebrate the love of God, but also to show this love to everybody around us. Look around the room now, and it's great to see so many visitors amongst us, and you are so welcome here. And you'll also see when you come on a Sunday, we have signs on here that we love God. We love each other, we love our town, and we love the nations. And you know what? We love others because God first loved us. And he showed this by giving his son on Christmas. And we can see what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. You may have been called something different in your life. You may walk into this building today feeling quite low, feeling that nobody cares about you, feeling a bit worthless. But do you know what? God is saying, you are my child. You are a child of God. You are valuable. You are loved. And you are so welcome here. You're so welcome to keep coming back here. Also, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1 to 2 says this. Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children and walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us. So kids, adults, we know how much God has given for us. We see it, we celebrate it for Christmas. Now it is our job as Christians to share this love around us. With your neighbours, with your work colleagues, the people that you see around. John 13, 34 says this. So now I'm giving you a new commandment. Love each other just as I have loved you. You should love each other. What a love God has for us. How much more are we called out to go into the world and share this love around you? So look around you. I'm calling you at Christmas. Let's take care of each other. When we look outside of this building, we have a town and towns surrounding us full of people that are hurting, full of people that are lonely, full of people that are struggling to heat their homes and put food on their table. And what it's my pleasure to be able to say this afternoon is that Christmas is all about love. Jesus is the reason for the season, and he is the greatest gift, God's love given to us. So let's not forget that. And kids, once again, who is the greatest gift ever given to us?
Jesus!
Jesus! Amen to that. Can I invite Beck up for a second? We're going to have a performance song now, so you can sit back, you can relax, enjoy the music. But once again, let's remember, God loved us so much that he was willing to give his son. And let's go out and share that love with other people. Merry Christmas, everyone.